I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The city of Tuscaloosa is banning the use of tobacco products on all municipal property. APR's Stan Ingold has the latest.
Officials say that tobacco products, including smokeless e-cigarettes, will be banned at all facilities, grounds, and parking areas that are owned or leased by the city. Officials say the ban goes into effect January 1st. City officials say the ban is meant to protect against the dangers of secondhand smoke, littering, and to help foster a healthier environment. Officials say the city of Tuscaloosa will also offer smoking cessation help to municipal workers. The University of Alabama implemented a campus smoking ban in January, and school officials say smoking cessation help would also be offered at the Student Health Center. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Federal prosecutors say a North Alabama woman has pleaded guilty in a more than $550,000 tax fraud scheme. Authorities say 49-year-old Angelique Harris of Madison pleaded guilty today to theft of government property and money laundering. Prosecutors say Harris forfeited a luxury car worth $45,000 that she bought with the money she stole in the scheme. A sentencing date has not been set for Harris. Camp Shakespeare Extreme runs all week at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival in Montgomery. The camp teaches junior high and high school students a more in-depth look at things like character, stage movement, and voice. Greta Lambert is the director of education and outreach at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. She says it's kind of like a college conservatory acting class where they study scenes and monologues.
All of these activities give kids such a great understanding of what goes on with the theater. It helps them in later life, and it gives them confidence and the ability to express themselves artistically and to kind of think outside the box creatively.
Lambert says all of their tasks are in a fun atmosphere of theater games and activities. The camp welcomes students from across the state in Prattville and Wetumpka, and also from Maine, Boston, and Florida. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Sunshine and lots of it Thursday with highs in the mid-90s. Much of the same in central Alabama. Partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 70s tonight, and sunshine Thursday with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s and a 40% chance of a scattered thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.